Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart, and it is a infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/ACAST. That's greenlight.com/ACAST.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With ACAST, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents who have live Christmas shows.
Yay! This podcast contains truth, laughter and, sorry, Nana, the more than the occasional F word. It's not suitable for children. Pop your earbuds in, friends. Mandy!
Kate!
Woohoo!
Here we are!
We did it!
We did it!
Oh my goodness. A lot of cleaning has taken.
I've never seen Kate boss people around so much. It was awesome.
Mandy doesn't work with me, so she hasn't seen that side.
Oh, she was like, move that, get this chair here. It was so great. So thank you guys over there.
Yes.
And thank you and welcome to everyone for coming.
Yeah, welcome. Yay! Thank you.
We can't possibly name you all, but you're all here because you're important to us.
Yeah.
And you've cheered us on in these last 8 months. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, you're really important to us. Yeah, thank you. Thank you actually listen when nobody else is listening.
You shared it with people.
Yeah, you did.
You were our champions. So
yeah, you really did.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're very, very, very grateful. So we have got a few shout outs before we get going. Oh, first of all, we haven't discussed the weather.
Oh, okay.
So I know Auntie Lisi loves.
Auntie Lisi does not like weather discussion. No.
And we should acknowledge that a lot of Australia is going through horrible weather.
That's right.
What I wanted to say.
Yeah, and we're sorry if our weather talk has been annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. At such
we're
stressful
thinking
times.
Of you, yeah. So, and maybe we won't do it next year. We'll decide.
Oh, you know.
You know, it's
our
podcast.
We don't know what comes out of our mouth.
We don't. So, actually here tonight, we do have Miss Nine.
Yes.
So she's in the crowd. Yeah.
With her Sprite, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yes. And?
Molly.
Yeah.
Yay. Millie dropped a shot put on her knee last night, so she's at home in a bit of pain.
Sitting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was no good, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. We have got number one daughter.
Yay.
Who's back.
They're all waving.
and scholarship.
Yes, here she is.
It cannot escape the name. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It's done. Happening. It is done.
Sound engineer is in his spot.
Yes. Thank you, sound engineer.
Thank you, everyone. Give him a clap.
Yes.
Without him, we could not do this. Yes. I'm incredibly grateful to him.
Yes. He's unpaid.
He is unpaid.
But we really, really, really have to acknowledge Akka.
Yay.
Yes. Are you so Akka does the show notes.
Yay. Because we cannot do that.
No, that was just one thing too many.
Yeah.
And they look proper, you know. I know.
I actually looked at them and thought, they look amazing.
Yeah, they look really good. Yeah, so we're really happy. So, and we were also wanted, even though Adam's not here.
Yes, my brother who wrote and produced the theme song,
yes,
who my sister says is the reason for the podcast success.
Yes, okay, wow.
It introduces it.
Yeah,
and you might hear a different one tonight too,
actually.
There'll
be a Christmas one at the start.
Yeah, so thank you. Yeah. I can boss him around.
Yes,
so,
you can.
Yeah.
And also we need to say Workboy Karen and Dingo Dave Reviews are behind the bar.
Woo! So. Thank you. Go and read Dingo Dave's review. Yes. That's funny. And
anyway, thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
All equally important.
Yeah. Hang on. Is there more people?
Oh, well, there's Graham.
Oh, yes, of course. One of the twins. There he is. Oh, he's standing up. Uncle Gary could not come from Bairnsdale tonight, so. No,
you don't get paid.
Grandma, sorry about the swearing.
Yes, she's Margaret, front row.
She's right in front of Kate. Thank you for those laughs initially, even though you were deadly serious.
Oh, it was the best. It was just the best.
Oh, funny.
And things as we're thanking people, Kat or Katrina that's in Perth, she does our hangout and so does Bryony.
Yeah, so thank you, girls.
Yeah, thank you.
They're helping us just keep that all going.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a hard gig in there.
So thank you to them.
Yeah, that means a lot.
We're going to miss people, but.
Yeah, but we love you all.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, also, Lisa's here. First guest.
Yay. Oh, yay!
Yes, she is. And Katie?
Katie's here.
Yes. Yay.
So, yeah.
All the others.
Who came on before, you know. Nobody knew us.
Yeah, that's right.
And they
right.
still came and talked.
Yeah.
And they were great and everyone loves them.
So, thank you, Lisa. I set the tone beautifully too.
Yeah, so you really did. You. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a few other special listeners, but we won't mention them, but they've turned up tonight too, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you, everybody. Okay. So Mandy and I put a call out into the universe for Christmas letters.
Yep.
And we're going to read some of them.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about some of the tricky things first?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
sorry.
So look here. Tricky Christmas things.
We've actually got a run sheet. So, all right. So I'm going to talk about some the things that I find tricky in my family.
Sure.
Yeah, in the lead up to Christmas. So, you know, carols that are on and they start at like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, nine.
And then nine because Australia, it's light, and so we have to wait till things get dark. And so trying to take your family to carols that are late and fireworks, no. Not a fan of fireworks.
No, it's actually it's impossible.
Yeah, it
actually
feels a little bit impossible to go to something like that. So we just don't go. We've actually never been.
No.
Sometimes watching other families do fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's a bit hard. Yeah.
Well, I think it's Christmas, which we acknowledge, is a really emotional time for people with children that have disabilities and additional needs.
That's
it's not fun all the time.
No,
so we get that.
I actually asked Molly and I said, what do you find tricky about this time of year? And she said, when it's very stressful.
Yes, it is very stressful.
It is very stressful. Probably, yeah.
We all feel it.
Oh, okay.
Because of her mum.
Yeah, right. Going to Santa photos, I just don't think we've really done that.
No.
You know, maybe once or twice. Yeah, and now there's sensitive Santa, but there wasn't sort of when my kids were little. So I find that.
Yeah.
You know, that was a tricky thing to try and do.
And I think the really, really tricky thing for a lot of people is so many gatherings, such a short period of time, being on your best behaviour.
All the time. Yeah. Wearing clothes that your mum wants you to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of stuff.
Yeah. It's, it's tricky enough.
Yeah.
Everybody gets stressed at Christmas.
Yeah.
So,
finishing school.
Yeah. Everything all comes in at once.
Trying to find age-appropriate presents or Santa.
Yes, Santa.
Father Christmas, having to find things that are going to be appropriate when your children are not developmentally where other people's children are.
Yeah.
And or, you know, once they pass the baby stage and then we're still buying toys that appear to be for babies.
Yeah.
Really tricky.
Yeah.
Hard to find people to help with that.
It is.
Yeah.
So if you do that, then let us know.
Yeah.
We'll put you on our website, which isn't existent yet, but it will be probably.
I actually found a blog with a lot of Christmas present ideas.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's called Love That Max.
Okay.
So if you want to go and find that. And she's got suggestions right back to 2010.
Okay.
So every year she's done a huge list for children and teenagers with disabilities.
Okay.
So I thought that was really fab.
Yeah.
I actually got a good idea myself out of
okay.
that.
Okay, awesome.
Going to the city and having a fun city day, like, I don't know. It's a bit of a tricky one.
Well, it's public transport. It's
yeah.
accessibility.
Very tiring.
It's noisy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, crowds.
Yeah.
All that sort
and the
of
Maya
stuff.
Windows. Who's queuing for an hour and a half?
No. Oh, yeah. We went to the gingerbread one once and that nearly tipped everyone over, particularly Darren, who said, I could run to Frankston and back in this time. I think he was harder to control than the children. He was not happy. We've done it once and it took all our energy to try and do that day.
Yeah.
We did it on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some of my things.
Yeah. That's just
yeah.
Yeah. And so we get that in the lead up to Christmas. And so some of the letters reflect a few of those things.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so,
right.
So yeah, and so we'll read them. So I'm going to read the first one.
Go for
and
it.
And Mandy's going to read the long one.
Going to take, yeah.
So, yep. Dear family and friends, well, hi-ho, hi-ho, 2019 is good to go. We've had hospitalisation and extensive change in medication. We had school suspension and increasing parent-teacher tension. We've had meltdowns in great number and not nearly enough slumber. I will stand under the green mistletoe and pray for God to spare us more woe. Please, God, enable our child to self-regulate. That is something we would really celebrate. So would the local police, no doubt. Having seen him scream, hit and shout, they mostly know he is a kid doing his best, but worry about his future puts our sanity to the test. Mm. So with those dire thoughts crowding my mind aplenty, I say, fuck off to this year and look with hope to 2020. Sorry,
Mum.
Sorry,
Mum. We're reading it. Okay, so I forgot to say that, yeah, we asked people to write in, you know, those letters we used to get glowing about the year and how, you know, that's sometimes that's hurtful to
I did get one this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
And it's exciting because I'm like, oh, look at this. A real one.
Okay, here we go. Settle in for this one. We hope you've had a great year. We've had a good year with a few ups and downs. My son is now 13, year 7, and the girls are 10, year 4. It's been hard having all three kids at different schools for the third year in a row. Miss Neurotypically Developing 10-year-old had a great year as a prefect at school. She got her Gold Premier's Reading Challenge this year, plus awarded the Citizenship Certificate at school. She won netball trophies, plus awards for dance, and ICAS awards for writing, digital technology, spelling and maths. She has lots of friends and has been to many birthday parties this year. I cannot keep track. She is my social butterfly and she breezes through life in school, sport and socially. Her only setback this year was a foot fracture towards the end of netball season, which was a nice break for our family, sport and dance-wise. The break from winter sport and dance was a real treat. It had been tricky as many of the netball games we had to drop her and run as her twin sister could not manage the sensory overload of the sidelines of netball with 30 courts, actions and whistles, and we often had my son's sport at the same time. I also did not have to be the only parent not present at the Watch Your Kid Week at dance and get the disapproving looks from the teacher or other parents at pick-up time. Mm. We had tried to go before, but her special needs sister just wants to dance and be a part of it, and she was not allowed. Mr. 13's tennis is going really well and he's very self-motivated and driven and he's currently ranked 1,246 in Australia. The tennis court is his man shed where he goes to escape. He is recovering well and coming back from his back fracture that occurred last year. His first year of high school has been tough with a bit of bullying coming his way this year. He was punched in the head at the end of term one, which created much angst and drama that I really did not feel like dealing with. He has not invited friends home this year as he is at that age where he finds his special needs sister very embarrassing. Mm. My special needs daughter cannot tell me about her day at school, so I have no idea what she does all day. Mm. She's happy to go to school and I will always get a phone call if there are any issues. If she comes home with a cut, scratch or bruise, she cannot tell me how she got that. That causes me a lot of anxiety and stress and I worry about her vulnerability when I'm not around to protect her. Mm. A teacher once said to me, "We all worry about our kids, you know. And I wanted to say, I worry about who will look after her when I'm old and no longer able to do so. I worry she'll be abused and taken advantage of. I do not worry about that with my other kids, and I'm sure you do not worry about that with yours. So yes, we all worry, but it's not the same. We recently went to Taronga Zoo for Dream Night, which is an event put on for families with children who have special needs or chronic medical conditions. It was the first time our family had attended something together for 5 years.
Wow.
It was so amazing to be out in public without the stares and judgment of behaviour. People showed pure love, joy, accepting and understanding. I wish the whole world was like Dream Night at the zoo. My kids are all now on school holidays from December 3rd to January 30th. We are lucky as we have a pool, but the pump broke, and getting a pump fixed at this time of year in Sydney with the storms and hot conditions is like winning the lottery. Luckily, I dropped the special needs card, and my friends at Poolworks Tarramurra came out and saved the day. For the last 2 years, we've had some kids from my daughter's special needs class come back on the last day of school for a pool party, as it is always the concert in the morning and then they go home. The kids love it, as invitations of this kind are few and far between. We had to cancel this year, and boy, did I have some explaining to do to a few of these kids. Luckily, I've promised them a January invite, which they seemed happy with. My special needs daughter loves to swim and does not understand that a dirty pool can produce life-threatening bacteria that will harm her. She finds the shops, beaches, concerts and all the hype that we call Christmas cheer too overstimulating and will go into sensory overload meltdown, so we just stay home. This is isolating and lonely, and Facebook feeds full of fun and frivolity are hard to see. It is especially hard when we know we've not been invited and we used to be part of the fun once upon a time. It is so hard for us at this time of year as everyone takes a break, all the carers go away, and we are left with our tricky kids who we love but are out of routine and bored with nothing to do. While we want everyone to have fun and have a break, I really do love and appreciate my people who invite my other kids to stuff that they know we cannot go to as a family. Instead of posting their fun group activities and families holidaying together on Facebook for all to see when we are stuck at home, and for me to think, really, you drove straight past our house? You could have taken one more in your car. We are at home doing nothing as we can't do much else, and it's too hard to go out with all three kids and manage their needs. I love you people who include my normal, typically developing kids in your summer adventures, and you know who you are. The smoke in Sydney has also complicated life as my daughter does not understand why she cannot go out and play. She also needs exercise to be able to sleep a full night and also to keep her lungs healthy, so it's a double whammy. At least two nights a week she wakes up at 3 a.m. and is up for the day. We give her melatonin to help her get to sleep, but if the neighbour's dog barks or she coughs in the night and she wakes, we cannot resettle her. My daughter, amongst other disabilities, has cystic fibrosis and has been fighting an ongoing staph infection in her lungs all year. We hope she's cleared it, but we'll go for tests next week and stockpile medication to get us through the Christmas break. We have to gas her to take blood, which is pretty traumatic, but the good news is we have worked tirelessly with therapists and specialists this year, and she can now at 10 years old swallow a tablet after years of trying. This is a huge achievement and still a work in progress, but it's an absolute game changer as she can now access life-saving medication down the track. So to all you atorectums that say, oh, my child cannot swallow a tablet yet, I want you to know this. My child needs to swallow around 30 digestive enzymes a day to stay alive. Her pancreas does not work, and these enzymes enable her to absorb fat in food. Without these, she will die. We used to have to break the tablet open or crush it every dose, but now she can swallow it whole, an absolute game changer for when out and she wants a snack. And if you peas that you had kids in the same predicament, I am happy to give you tips on how we did this, as it's worth persisting. We have enjoyed a few weekends away to the beach, but do not always go as a family, as it depends on who needs a break at the time. We go to the same places it's familiar, and that reduces anxiety. We only drive an hour out of Sydney and do not leave at peak times. Long or unwanted drives are met with hands reaching from the back and being put squeezely tight around the neck of the driver, which is really not too safe, and planes are not even an option. We have tried. Salt air is great for the lungs and my kids love the beach, but we have needed to increase security and door locking as little Miss learnt special needs 10 learned how to use a key and took herself to the beach one winter morning to watch the sunrise. Luckily, we realised she was gone, and I headed to the beach in PJs to find her alive, wet and naked. She was dancing around happy and without a care or idea in the world to the panic and inner dread she'd inadvertently created. As even though my daughter loves to swim, she actually really only floats about and could not do freestyle or anything to get herself out of trouble. We enrolled her for special needs classes at our local pool and were told there was a 2-year waiting list. Our other two kids got in instantly, and they asked what I was going to do about her not getting in. My sarcastic, annoyed and clearly triggered reply was, "I guess she'll just have to drown then." That's how it feels. Early in the year, the movie 5 Feet Apart came out, which was a huge success, a huge event for cystic fibrosis community, as we had already made awareness campaign in the form of a movie. It was amazing, but also bittersweet for many who now had to face the cruelness of this disease on a larger scale. Mm-hmm. I brought the DVD and gave a copy to each of my retired and divorced parents. They were not really involved in our daily life and have a limited understanding of the disease or my children's challenges. My father with bad hand hygiene thinks she needs a good smack and old-fashioned discipline and that she needs to get sick to build up her immunity and will come over when she has the flu, when he has the flu. Neither of my parents have bothered to watch and that hurts. We hosted a movie fundraiser and many of my friends and extended family attended and supported the event. We're off to see the Wiggles for the 25th time in my life this December as my son loved them when he was a toddler. And we've been to 2 or 3 concerts a year since 2007. The sheer happiness and joy my 10-year-old daughter gets out of a Wiggles concert and passes on to me and others is a witness to a witness is it worth bottling and spreading around the world. As much as it's hard to be the big kid in the crowd of toddlers, we see many of our people at Wiggles events and we are accepted in this environment. The best thing that's happened in my life this year is I found this wonderful podcast called 2 Peas in a Podcast. You really should listen to it and you may decide to leave the outer rectum and you can know and be better and be more welcoming and understanding of us people in the P tribe. I implore you to download an episode and then rate it 5 stars and review it. Thank you. It may change your life like it has mine. It is a breath of fresh air that this stuff is being talked about. So, Mandy and Kate, I thank you. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and please feel free to drop in and say hi. We are likely to be home as activities with kids with special needs do not exist at this time of year. So chances are we'll be home. And while I can be the pushy tennis mum and the proud dance mum with the rest of you, I am a P at heart and they are my people. Love your P friend, Viv.
Oh, thank you, Viv.
Thank you, Viv.
Wow.
Yeah. I need a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Viv's amazing. She's coming down next year.
She's the one that wants to come for her 50th birthday and have her birthday interview.
Yeah. She's coming on the pod. So, yeah. I can't wait to meet her.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. She's great. So, wow. Thank you for that letter, which she won't send to anybody but us.
Yeah, that's right.
And now all of you.
Yeah. Well, everyone's heard her truth.
And yeah, that's right.
That's what we want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So this letter is just talking about a single thing in her child's life, and that thing is Toy Story. And she says, Toy Story 4, sighs, snot bubbles, sobs and ugly cries. That's the title of the letter. We have been waiting his whole life for Toy Story 4. Yes, literally 9 years.
Yeah.
His air conditional love, unconditional, as he calls it. You Got a Friend in Me lyrics filled the air as he burst into song. It's parallel to him. Had me sobbing from the first bar, it always did. When the credits rolled, he cuddled his sister and dried her tears. Oh, Toy Story, so many reasons why it unhinges me. The life imitating art, imitating life impact that has me respectfully apologising to her son's Toy Story toys as I tidy them away would be enough, but there's so much more. When our P started school, we had a wad of professional reports stating terminology no parent wants to read, endless impairments and an academic trajectory to be lowered below something your heart allows. Over time, you work through the stages of grief and confront acceptance, even though you want to slap her down. But sometimes there is a contradiction to what is meant to make sense. Toy Story is the spark to awaken his channel. His entire personalised curriculum can have its bar raised when written around Toy Story. He can read at a higher level, his working memory awakens so he can remember lines and dive into the performing arts like there is an Academy Award in it for him. He can memorise facts and trivia, he can tap into problem-solving skills and research with enough gusto required to obtain a PhD. He will challenge his motor skills and balance on a chair to fly like Buzz or tackle clothing with fingers that won't cooperate kindly so that he can dress up. The chaos in his mind clears so he can write the next chapter in his head as he narrates it, complete with stage direction and audience reaction. He can soar above his peers by questioning the logistics of filmmaking, turning an impromptu performance into an iMovie, and meticulously tinker with the editing frame by frame. Mm. Toy Story gives him the closest thing to an even playing field that exists, shining a spotlight on his potential that hides buried in the mainstream. So much more than a movie, it holds the keys to his world. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, beautiful.
Yeah. Amazing.
Dear cousin, thanks for inviting us to this year's party. We were so happy to attend last year, especially as one of the cousins gave up her seat for my daughter as she finds it hard to stand for long periods and there was very limited seating. In fact, once she sat down, a few other seats beside her were vacated, so my husband and I were also able to sit down. Mm-hmm. It also gave us the opportunity to talk amongst ourselves as everyone else had moved away.
Mm.
One of the great advantages of your parties is that it gives us an opportunity to assist our daughter to eat food without a table. Learning to balance a plate is very hard for her, so every opportunity to practice this is a bonus. Luckily, you had purchased that expensive hand vacuum, so it was easy for you to clean up the mess that she'd made. The whole party got in the spirit of the night when my daughter squealed as you vacuumed the crumbs off her dress.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a great way for the whole room to give my daughter their full attention. Unfortunately, we will be unable to attend this year. I've discovered an alternative that's very appealing. I have booked into the local private hospital for an operation. I'm really looking forward to having my meals delivered and sitting up in bed to eat. Feel free to visit. I'm sure we can find you a chair. Merry Christmas. Vacuuming on her dress.
I know. And I replied back. I was like, is this true? She's like, yes, I'm actually going to hospital on the day to the party.
Oh, yeah.
And I chose to do it.
It's like me thinking I'd rather go to jail.
Yes, it is. So unbelievable. Okay. This amazing P wrote about why she doesn't like Christmas letters.
Oh, right.
So, as for Christmas letters, I was an expat for many years pre-internet. I had limited contact with lots of family and friends, so had written Christmas letters as more of a catch-up. And I loved the ones I got from friends overseas, even though they were full of holiday achievements. I knew full well they edited all the real things. No one wanted to hear hard stuff. Then there were 4 years when I ended up with 4 deaths of 4 close family members in a row. It finished me forever. I had to look after 3 of them, and I was unable to see how I could talk about anything except the deaths. And yet I knew that death was not something people could even say. I hate the word passed. What did they pass? So I stopped. I did not send cards. I emailed people I knew. They knew all the shit anyway. And I told them what was happening in my life. And then I gave up on the outer rectum. I was sick of them. A few years later, I had a really good friend from Hong Kong days who used to send Christmas letters. Just news, no boasting. She sent a card saying nothing much. I sent her an email saying, what's wrong? She sent back news that her son had died in a horrible boat accident. Not only had they lost their son, they lost their grandchildren as his wife and mother moved back to be with her family in another part of the world. Tragic. Real news is too hard to share.
Mm.
Now in the days of Facebook, I feel it has become a daily Christmas letter.
Probably true.
Showing the positives of everyday life and never the mess. I had to get off it as it annoyed me so much to see women of my age, 61, no wonder they hate the boomers so much, showing off their kids and grandkids and holidays. I have all that and mostly it's pretty good. I have had hard years and we are at a good point now. But the last thing I want to do is to rub it in the faces of those who are coping with all the mess of their life. I was also mad with the young mothers I knew who would whine about their problems, little ones, when I knew there were lots of mothers out there, really big ones, with all the P people. That is why I'm in the P space on my husband's Facebook account and he only has a couple of friends and he never posts anything. We use it for Messenger. And yet, he's a pee podder. You both do such amazing work. This podcast is by far the best I've ever listened, and I've listened to so many over the years. Hang in there and keep all the great stuff coming. Still recommending you to every teacher I meet. Who would have thought that you could change so many lives? Big love to you both.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. This may be my favourite letter. I haven't got a favourite letter. I love them all.
Top of the Christmas to you all. I am joking. We don't say top of the morning to you in Ireland. Don't say that. Whilst this is not strictly a Christmas letter, it happened last week at our family Christmas. Mr. 4½, newly diagnosed ASD, was not thrilled to attend, and after a long car trip on Ireland's windy roads with limited data for iPad viewing, hardly felt festive. He has taken to the... Oh, no, swearing.
Doesn't matter.
He is taken to the world. Fuck like a duck to water. He enjoys using it in sentences, even though he refuses to write, draw or scribble, but he can say fuck better than most kids his age. No matter, we all psyched ourselves up and headed in arms laden with presents and promises of nuggets on the long drive home. We were approached by Mr. Four's grandmother, who is rarely in our lives, demanding a hug. He stood his ground and said with his hand on his chin, nope, she's just a farmer, a fucking farmer with a fat belly. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you all down under. Perhaps Santa will bring us all what we really want, non-judgmental families.
Sorry about the swearing.
Ah, dear.
Yeah, that one made me laugh.
It's your cousin. Oh, dear.
So, yeah, amazing. Amazing. So we haven't read them all.
No.
We
got a few and we just thought we'd chose a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/ACAST.
Yeah. Are you going to read yours?
Yeah. Do you want me to read mine first?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. And so this is Christmas. Yes, yes, I know. Friends of mine on Facebook share the number of sleeps till Christmas from mid-September. And what have you done? Well, thanks for asking. Let me tell you what we have done. We have peed off the deck, in the garden beds, around countless trees, on the edge of snow-capped mountains, on roadsides, and occasionally this year we've peed in the toilet. Oh, and by toilet, I mean the room, not the actual toilet. We started new meds and jumped in and out of bed. We tried weighted blankets and, well, enough said. We have had some more testing and there is still more to come, but we increased over our vocabulary quite sizably. And I think we have, might I say, perhaps ahead of any milestones, learnt and used in a sentence all the four-letter words. We discovered waffles and Aldi roti bread.
Yes.
We have continued our fierce and loyal love of Gander tracksuit pants and continue to wear them no matter the occasion or temperature.
Comfy.
We iPad and Xbox and phone apps we've played, but podcasts are favourite in bed as we lay. We have wrestled and ran, jumped on the tramp and ridden for hours. We have skied and even watched Mum break her wrist in the snow. Mm. We have made new friends and old ones have stayed. We have laughed for hours and given all around us the most unconditional love and truth. Another year over. Hang on, not quite. Hold on, Santa hasn't quite finished shopping. He's pretty busy with a podcast, actually. But the school year is over and we've completed year 12 and year 7. Mm. As you can well imagine, one of those involved coordination of subjects, persistence, school meetings, reports, endless trips to buy chocolate milk at the canteen, relentless homework and meltdowns, and don't even get me started on year 12. And a new one just begun. Actually, I just mentioned this year isn't over. Not yet. And if it's all the same to you, I don't want to think about next year just yet. Can we just have a couple of weeks where school is finished and there is no associated stress? No uncharged devices, no lost socks, no anxiety re-homework, and it will be great for Buzz and Woody to get to relax too.
Hmm.
And so this is Christmas. Yeah, we just covered that. I hope you have fun. Well, that's true. Whatever Christmas brings, I do hope it's fun or at least enjoyable or tolerable. I hope we all survive the day without judgment and Santa doesn't fuck up the presents. I hope you all know what amazing peas you are and, as they say, peas be with you.
Okay.
And without knowing, Mandy and I sort of did a similar thing, which is, you know, maybe why we started a podcast.
Maybe. So I may be singing mine. This is my letter that I would have sent last year. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me sleep apnea diagnosis, Miss Nine, and I'm a sleep consultant. And I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three guinea pigs dying and funerals. Sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me tonsils and adenoids removed, three guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me dental surgery. Tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado sewn out. On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me first operation at the children's. Dental surgery. Tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. It's still going, everyone. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me NDIS plans. First operation at the children's. Dental surgery. Tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me so many appointments. NDIS plans. First operation at the children's. Dental surgery. Tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me surprise second operation. So many appointments, NDIS plans, first operation at the children's, dental surgery, tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me arguments with the schools. Surprise, second operation, so many appointments, NDIS plans, first operation at the children's, dental surgery, tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. Nearly there. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me plastic surgery for my hand. Arguments at the school, surprise second operation, so many appointments, NDIS plans, first operation at the children's, dental surgery, tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, and I stabbed my hand getting an avocado stone out. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me so many family and friends helped and no lasagnas.
Yay!
Plastic surgery, arguments at the school, surprise second operation, so many appointments, NDIS plans, first operation at the children's, dental surgery, tonsils and adenoids removed, 3 guinea pigs dying, sleep apnea diagnosis, join in, and I stab my hand getting an avocado stone out. Thank you for tolerating that. I've been practicing all day. I was like, yes, I have. I was thinking, what key? I need a pitch pipe.
No, you did very well, Mandy. Very well. All those vocal vibes have really paid off.
There you go, people.
So the really great thing is that Mandy and I truly detest awards.
Yes.
So we decided to come up with one of our own.
I have.
Yeah. So
So it's called the Turnaround Time Award.
Yep.
And so that's, I've got one for a person here tonight. So that means, you know, something's happened. Yep. You've got to wipe your tears,
yep,
and then you got to pick yourself up, and then you got to get going with the next thing, yep, right?
And no
so we
one
probably
knows.
Could all win that.
Yeah.
But tonight I'm giving this to my friend Robin. Yeah. Where is she? She's right up the back because I know that this has been a tough year with your twins, and so you deserve this turnaround time more than anybody, okay? So this is for you.
Get it.
We'll give it to you afterwards. Thank you to Millie who helped me make this. But Robin went last year, she would give me fruit baskets and chocolates and all sorts of things to support me, and I've done nothing for you. So I'm sorry. Well, I feel bad about that. And so I'm acknowledging that
she's got a piece of paper.
I've got a piece of paper.
And it's laminated, so.
I did laminate it. So you can put that up and remember that we're your people, hey?
Yeah. Yeah, people. We won't have a long, we're not going to do feedback because we've got all this feedback sitting right
That's
in front
right,
of us anyway,
exactly.
All these lovely people that decided to come. But before we go into cry, difference, laugh, Mandy and I have got some pretty exciting news.
Yes.
So we're pretty, pretty, pretty excited about
it.
So on the 21st of March next year.
Yes.
We are doing a live show.
Woo! Yay! So we are bringing it to the people of the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Yay! We really are.
And okay.
You can't get much more eastern suburbs than the York on Lilydale.
Dress up, people. Yeah. So we're very excited. So really obviously excited. You don't all have to come again. You can come, Molly. Yes. Okay. You can come. Yep. So we can't wait to bring that to you people.
Yes, we can't. And we're doing a second one on the 28th of March in Yarraville.
In Yarraville.
So for the Westies.
Western suburbs people.
Yeah, we, the so, city people. Yeah. Yeah.
And then hopefully we're going to spread out to the world.
Yes, we may be doing a couple of other ones.
Yeah. But that's it for now.
That's it for now.
Tickets and on then, sale.
Yes, we've got our live guy. I've just got him saved in my phone as live guy.
Everybody, this is our
but
new friend Matthew.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's going to help us.
Yeah.
He came and met us and said, oh, so do you think you could do a live show? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, and he's like, oh, I was coming to, you
convince
know,
you.
Convince you. We're like, nah, we'll be fine. Pretty cocky we are.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to see you people.
Yeah, we can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to do, but we'll make it up.
Yeah, yeah,
we've
we will.
We've got some time.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, we'll post a link to the tickets
somewhere. Of that. And really, we said they'll sort of go on sale now, but we're really going to do it next year. We'll flog it next
just
year
because
it's
Christmas.
Busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just save the dates.
Yeah, save the dates and get your, you know, carers happening or whatever you need.
Yeah.
Get that now. We know that that's trickier and we're pretty sure the place is accessible. So, for everyone to be able to come.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really,
yeah,
really,
so we are
really,
really excited about
that.
It's
going to be super cool.
Yeah. I wanted to do a live show more than the podcast.
I know. Mandy, we've got like 400 downloads. She's like, do you think we can do a live show?
Like, no. Well, I like
and we
to
should
them.
Say we've hit 300,000 downloads.
Yay! Amazing, hey?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when we hit like 30?
Yeah, I know. I do. I
so
do.
So thank you, everyone who shared us.
Oh, thank you. You're all amazing.
What are we up to?
Cry.
Okay.
Do you want to cry or do you want me to?
I'll cry. I just had run-of-the-mill crying this week. You know, ordinary
Christmas crying. Yeah.
But then when I got here on Wednesday to set up and I saw Kate's husband had made a neon flashing sign called the Pod Bar.
It's
and
amazing.
And we'll take a photo. It looks amazing. I didn't cry, but I was just touched and I just thought we've got so many people trying to help us and everyone, you know, Kate's family helping us set up, the girls and very thankful.
Yeah. So I definitely cried this week. So scholarship got her VCE results.
Yay.
So yes. And I just think that, and I'll cry now, for some people studying, it's a lot harder than for other people because they have families that aren't conducive to study.
Yeah.
And she just pushed through and she really, really studied really hard in not very good conditions. And she did really well. So I'm really super proud. And I had a big cry yesterday morning. Katie rang me. We're crying on the phone, Katie and I.
Yeah.
So, it was really amazing. I'm very proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will tell you, though, last year she gets her marks because she did 2, 3, 4s, comes into my room. I'm on the toilet. She's crying. So I'm like in there going, right, you know, just rehearse the speech. It's a number. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, I come out. She shows me the number. It's amazing. I'm like, oh, happy tears. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'll change my,
turn around.
Turn around. Oh, formula in my head. Anyway, this year I knew she'd get them at 7 o'clock. I was in the kitchen, 7:05, nothing. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, she's really stuffed it up and she's going to be devastated, but I'll be able to. It's fine because it is just a number and I don't care about it, you know. Anyway, I text her. Are you okay? She just replies, yep. I'm like, what? And then I'm like waiting. I'm like, oh, no, maybe she's not okay. And so then I text her again and I said, can you get into your course? And she just replies, yeah, lol. So she goes, oh, I'll come out. I just haven't got any pants on. Anyway.
What a relief.
What a relief. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yep.
Well done, everyone.
Yep.
And having a podcast happening in your house.
Yes.
Really. Me just waltzing in every Monday night, bringing people and.
Yeah. Nobody cares around here.
I know. I'm thankful. Well, made a difference, all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for people texting me today. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. So much support and I'm just thankful to all our people.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
What more? I'm very grateful.
Yeah. And my make a difference is actually not about this week but about this year. And the biggest thing that's made a difference in my life is Mandy.
Oh.
So, you know.
Oh, well, same.
I just said to her, let's start a podcast. And she just said, okay.
I'm a spontaneous lady.
Yeah. And we just did it.
We just
and
did
I
it.
Just can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
And it's been amazing.
It has been.
Yeah.
We've learned all these things. And
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's been really, really good. So thank Mandy's you, my make a difference.
Oh, thank you.
You only get that once.
I'll remember it. And what made me laugh, Miss Nine, she was lying in bed chatting to me and she said, I love speaking in accents. I'm good at American, English, Scottish and vampire. And I just thought, that is a funny thing to say. Oh, dear.
And so my laugh is that we went into the city on Saturday afternoon. Buzz and Woody's favourite food in the whole world is Lord of the Fries, right? And they get a sausage in bread. It's a vegetarian sausage in bread, no butter, no sauce, no cheese, no onions.
No
so
condiments.
It's just dry bread with a sausage on it. And they nag and nag and nag, right?
I love it.
So I like, you know what? There's a vodka fountain at Fed Square. And right opposite Fed Square, there's a Lord of the Fries.
Perfect.
So why don't we
Something
go
for
in?
Everyone.
Yeah. So we went in and then Buzz and Woody came over and we were sitting there. We're watching, looking at this fountain. And Woody just goes, why do you find things like these amusing? It makes absolutely no sense. I was like, it doesn't really. He goes, alcohol evaporates, yeah?
True.
I was like, yeah. And I said, well, I think it's just water. He's like, it's water. The vodka fountain's water. You made us come to the city.
Fair enough.
I was like, yeah, that's true. That's what I did, yep. So anyway.
Got you.
Yeah, he made me laugh.
Dear.
Again, he makes me laugh every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, that's it.
That's it. People,
ooh, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. We're going to eat, drink and be merry.
Yeah, but you guys have to rate and review.
Oh, still rate and review.
Rate and review.
This is our last episode for 2019.
Yep.
We're going to come back. We don't know when.
End of Jan, start of Feb.
Yeah, something. And we'll have more interviews, tell more of our stories.
Yep. On and you and can on come and see us.
And you can come and see us in March.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, okay.
And you can buy our merch.
Yes.
So T-shirts.
Yes. Yes.
Hoodies. Tote bags.
Yep.
Yep. So go to...
Don't even tell them.
We will add the link. Okay?
Yeah, because it won't be up by the time this comes out.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. So, but you can buy the merch next year.
Next year. Okay.
Yep.
We'll put it up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. Thank
All
you,
right,
everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Yay!
Hi, this is Kristen.
And this is Jen from My Mom So Hard. And we're here to talk about By Heart.
Do you remember when you were nursing and you were like, I want to give the best thing I can to my baby? Well, we've got that for you. It's called By Heart. And it is a infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents.
Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MOMS20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Tell them My Mom So Hard sent you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Are you a reality TV junkie?
Do you ever think, dang, I wish I had someone to talk to about all the trash TV that I watch?
Well, look no further, garbage lover, because Reality Gaze is a podcast for you. Hello, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle, and we're the Reality Gaze. We talk about all your favorite unscripted shows like The Golden Bachelor, Love is Blind, and TLC's big, messy behemoth 90 Day Fiancé.
And if you're driving to work, folding laundry, or just pretending to listen to your husband talk about sports,
just put on the pod, and you've instantly got two gay besties spilling and all the tea and reading these people for filth.
So come at us, y'all. Find Reality Gaze wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey,
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.